The western bean cutworm is a native insect pest of North America. Its historical origins lie in the Great Plains of the U.S., but it has slowly been trekking eastward. The western bean cutworm showed up in Illinois for the first time in the year 2004, says University of Illinois Extension entomologist Mike Gray.
In 2004, we began to see some of the very first captures of the western bean cutworm moth in Illinois, and we have continued to monitor its spread with the use of pheromone traps, a network of individuals monitoring these traps from the private sector as well as extension personnel. Suggests that this insect continues its move eastward, and certainly in the 2006 growing season, we began to see some captures in the minor to moderate range, even into areas of central Illinois. As you look across Indiana and its most eastward expansion into western Ohio, moth captures are beginning to show up in those states as well.
But despite its name, the western bean cutworm is an insect pest of corn. It's also difficult to manage, says U of I's Mike Gray. Rescue treatments can be applied, but this requires scouting a cornfield. Not a happy circumstance if you've ever been in one during the heat of a hot summer day.
Rescue treatments are an option, but again, it does require scouting of fields and applying the rescue treatments in a timely fashion before the western bean cutworm larvae are able to penetrate into ear tissue. They do have the nasty habit of, in some cases, being quite numerous within an ear, and they don't really seem to display too much cannibalistic behavior like corn earworms. So it's not uncommon to find several western bean cutworms causing problems by feeding on the developing kernels.
The injury this bug inflicts can run from one end of the ear to the other. Gray says there are many insecticides labeled for treatment of the western bean cutworm in corn, and even a transgenic option.
Many of the transgenic hybrids, but in particular the Herculex hybrids, are probably going to be very attractive when it comes to the management of western bean cutworms, because all indications suggest that they work quite well against this particular insect pest.
You can read more from the University of Illinois entomologist on the western bean cutworm in the 2006 archives of the Bulletin. The online address is www.ipm.uiuc.edu/bulletin. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.